What a profound longing I feel, just this very instant, for the Garden of Eden on Montague Street, where I seldom shopped, usually only after therapy. Elbows sore at the crook from a handbasket filled to capacity. The glossy pastries, pomegranate, persimmon, quince. Once, a bag of black beluga lentils spilled a trail behind me while I labored to find a tea they refused to carry. It was Brooklyn, my 30s. That's from the poem Garden of Eden by Tracy K. Smith, who happens to be the Poet Laureate of the United States. A high honor bestowed upon few, and certainly this collection of poems is well worthy of the honor. Here, in four simply labeled chapters, are poems that speak to the historical and the contemporary African-American experience, to the immigrant experience, to the human experience. The writing is clear, strong, moving, and, as is fitting, the poems reward rereading to pick up nuances, backstories, and, of course, the poetic rhythm of the poems themselves. As I often say when reviewing a poetry book, I hope you read these poems out loud. It's fine to read them to yourself. That's all well and good. It's even better, I think, to read them out loud and try to catch the cadence, try to catch the rhythms. Tracy K. Smith has the power to tell a story and paint a landscape more from the careful scarcity of words than from a sudden eruption of them. Take, for instance, this excerpt from the poem Driving to Ottawa. More and more now, we slip into this tone of voice, the hush of people talking about someone who has just died. Only no one has died. We might be sisters or old friends or passengers on the road to the airport. Once I sat talking this way to a man I'd only just met, while dawn floated up and turned all the white hills flush. The power in these words, their cadence and their imagery, is well worth the reader's time and, more importantly, the reader's intellectual and emotional focus. Why the title that takes us back to a spiritual song hymn from the 19th century, Wade in the Water? In part because Smith wants to set the tone for these poems as a review through her eyes of American history. As another reviewer wrote, she mines historical documents to add marginalized voices to the nationalized story, end quote. And her title, Wade in the Water, showcases more particularly, I think, Smith's frequent focus on the African-American and the immigrant experience as folks living in and through what they, and perhaps we as well, view as life in 21st century America. The erasure poems, in particular, are a moving read. They take us into history as it was being lived by the original writers. The poet then reworks and reinterprets these experiences, these very American experiences, in this case, using the very words of the Declaration of Independence and a poetic rereading of actual letters from African-American Civil War veterans, as well as slaveholding Southerners writing to each other about the African-Americans they hold in bondage. All these poems are amazingly moving for what they say and, of course, what they don't say as well. Two, there are ongoing thoughtful words the poet addresses to contemporary immigrants to our nation from lands around the world, words that expand the reader's understanding of the arm-seeking-to-be-open world of Smith's writing. Consider this from the poet entitled Refuge. Until I can understand why you fled, why you're willing to bleed, why you deserve what I must be willing to cede, let me imagine you were my mother in Montgomery, Alabama, walking to campus rather than riding the bus. I know what they call you and what they try to convince you you lack. I know your tired ankles, the sudden thunder of your laugh. Until I want to give you what I myself deserve, let me love you by loving her. These poems range from brief, one-page or less meditations, which are no less moving for their brevity, to longer, four-plus-page stories that play out slowly as we read them. With Watershed, for instance, we catch early on that the writer's story is not going to end well, but we are riveted to the poetry, even as the story proceeds along its sad roll captivated by the language and fed by our very own human interest in wanting to know more about this storyteller, learn why, perhaps, the story of pollution and deception can exist in our world of 2018. Are there upbeat, positive poems in this collection? Well, yes, indeed, there are. There are poems from Tracy K. Smith's pen that speak of romantic love, of love for one another, of love for those moments in our lives when we feel so connected, if momentarily, with the world we live in. Poems that speak to the wonders that religions attempt to enlighten our minds to see. Smith and her editors have expanded the reader's understanding and lightened the reviewer's efforts to explain by including several pages of notes, which briefly explain the background, the meaningful moments of many, though not all, of these poems. Yet at other times, Smith offers in her notes section an enigmatic statement that ought to spur us to do a bit more research on our part, to suss out her reasons for giving us such a note. In sum, if you're looking for an upbeat, happy-ending collection of poems that you can share at the end of a long day or an emotionally draining event in your life, you won't find a whole lot of those here. But if you're looking for a collection that will encourage you to think about life and our fellow humans as you're reading, that talk to us about persevering, about the wrongs we have done to each other, and about the love that percolates through and sustains our lives, then I hope you will dig in to Wade in the Water. I wanted to finish with just a bit of the concluding poem of this collection. It's entitled An Old Story, and it goes a little bit like this. We were made to understand it would be terrible. Every small want, every niggling urge, every hate swollen to a kind of epic wind. A long age passed. When at last we knew how little would survive us, how little we had mended or built what was not now lost, something large and old awoke. Then animals, long believed gone, crept down from trees. We took a new stock of each other. We wept to be reminded of such color. Wade in the Water by Tracy K. Smith. Poems by the Poet Laureate of the United States is available at all of our fine local libraries, including the West Lafayette Public Library.